Hello and welcome to Ride Home Review. I'm Oliver.
And I'm Susan.
And tonight we saw Art of Courage at Pip Theatre.
Yeah, it's a story about Ukraine. It's a story about a little bit about the history of Ukraine, obviously, at least partly. It's referencing the current conflict. But as much as anything, it is about the historic conflicts in Ukraine, the people in Ukraine, their history.
The love and the community, yeah, the community of Ukraine.
And the traditions and all of those things. It's an immersive piece of theatre. Perhaps you would like to explain what that means?
Immersive is a piece of theatre that uses the space it's in its entirety to hold its story. In that usually you go in at the start, and then you leave. And
you sit in a theatre seat while you're there too.
Yes. But with immersive, it is all around you. You move throughout the theatre and you follow the stories as they're being told. And with that comes this sense of there's not one play going on, there's five plays going on.
Yeah, so you'll, in this instance, you started in your theatre seats and then you moved through the into the foyer, you moved into dressing rooms, you moved into what would be a rehearsal / warm-up space. You walked into places that were decorated as soldiers' bedrooms and to war fields. And it's a look, it's really, really confronting, but it's also really, really powerful.
It is an incredibly powerful, powerful piece of work. And what's interesting about immersive theatre is because there are so many plays happening kind of on top of each other and all at once, it means that you can see a show multiple times and get very different experiences.
Well, this is right, because you are mostly led in a fairly orderly structure from one play to another bit to another bit to another bit. But because of the fact that they're quite small spaces and you're navigating your way through, you might end up seeing the scene in a soldier's bedroom before you see the scene of the women searching for a husband. Or you might see it in a different order.
Or you can, as someone leaves the room, you can follow them. And you don't have to stay in the same space. There are so many plays going on at once. And sometimes you see more of one story than another, or another night you might see more of another story than one. Like, there is no correct way to view this piece of theatre.
But the thing that it has, as opposed to Buddy is a traditional piece of theatre, is that you're very much involved, immersed in it. You're not just sitting in your seat watching. You are being led through these different phases of the story, and the way they've put this together, which I think is just extraordinary, that, you know, there are sounds of helicopters landing, there is gunfire, there is smoke machines, there are soldiers sitting on beds zooming their love interest, and you get to watch that from either side of the conversation. It's quite confronting, and because of that, incredibly powerful.
Yes, and there was a stunning, stunning cast pretty much across the board.
It was a great ensemble piece, yeah.
So we had Brian Langska as in there, Matthew Filkins in there, we had Sophia Vegas, Mackenzie Curtis, Megan Dale, Dimitri Poltis, Bridget Fremy and Liam Wallace, all across the board phenomenal performances.
Yeah. Yeah, look, I'm not always a fan of immersive theatre because its great strength can also be its great weakness. That you can feel like if I go this way then I'm missing out on that.
If I'm going that way, did I see a complete show?
Did I miss what? Was there a linking bit? And you know, in that performer, so it can be a little bit hit and miss. If you do not control the narrative and think about how people are going to actually navigate their way through it, it can be a little bit off-putting. And the other thing is that it's not always incredibly accessible, that you do have to, and in this one, we were up and down fire escapes.
To their credit, they have tried to make it as accessible as they can. There were people that could take the lift if they needed to.
And there were people there that would lead anyone that was struggling to the kind of easier path through the experience. Which also means that you have to stand a lot of the time. There were seats there that you could sort of plant your bum on, which I did often because I'm lazy. But you would generally stand and walk through 90 minutes of the show. Tonight, because Brisbane at the moment, it was quite hot in various bits, but the air conditioning was on full pelt and you can't stop Brisbane on a Brisbane night from being Brisbane.
And this is definitely true, and that's both the greatest strength and the greatest weakness of a piece of immersive theatre, is that you can see the show that you want to see.
Mm. Like, if something is just feeling way too confronting for you, you just go into the next room and you know, watch the girls learning a gypsy tap, or whatever, they weren't, but it was girls that were following pagan traditions, St. Andrew's Mischief Days, and looking for fern flowers and looking for hope and looking for husbands and being defiant. But also at various times they were running first aid stations and taking out bullets, and there were mock explosions. But if you didn't want that, you just go back and do something else.
Yes, it's a spectacularly interesting piece of work.
Yeah, and the beautiful thing is that all of the profits are going to a charity, RASLM, providing aid for children affected by the war in Ukraine. So there are double reasons why you might want to go. There's
small problem that it's sold out for the rest of the season.
There's two more performances, but it is sold out. There is a silent auction of the artworks and so on, and you could buy little bags and beads, traditional Ukrainian beading and so on, to support the charity. I thought it was really, really quite special.
I would agree. And a couple of people asked me after the show, did you enjoy it?
Oh, it wasn't enjoyable. It was just a punch in the gut, but in a powerful, moving, real and challenging way. I don't think a story about war is necessarily going to be enjoyable, but I found it raw and real and powerful.
I would agree with that. I think that enjoyment is not necessarily all that theatre can do.
No.
There are some plays that you see that you go, that was a masterpiece, that was brilliant, I never want to see it again.
I mean, I'm not going to go to the importance of being earnest and think that has changed the way I look at life and stuff. No. But then if I go and see something like The Inheritance, you are just moved to the core. And there are things everywhere in between for, every one of us.
Different strokes for different folks.
Yeah.
Rating.
That would be a high distinction for me.
I think I'm at the very top end of a distinction. It didn't quite cross over for me. I think that might have been that the heat left me at a distance. Might have been a whole bunch of contributing factors that it didn't quite cross over for me. But that is not to say I didn't deeply, deeply enjoy it.
The heat tonight was, fairly oppressive, but nothing compared with being in a war zone, huh? Tomorrow night we have Beauty and the Beast.
Yes.
Sunday afternoon we have The Wolves.
Mm-hmm.
I know that we've got
Gaslight
during the week.
No, we don't.
Don't we?
I'm gaslighting you.
Oh! Good night.
Good night.